Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly.
I need to get some snakes and release them around my house. But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah. But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. I've seen a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. I'm the great and powerful Mr. E!
And I'm Jay Clone 68.
Ooh, yeah. Clones.
Yeah.
Today's episode's all about seeing double
vision,
doppelgangers.
Ooh, I've got double vision.
And I really thought we've already done this episode. So if we have, I couldn't find it. I had Emily, when I was doing scripts, look for this.
For doppelgangers?
Yeah. Because some of these stories I was reading, I'm like, I remember these.
Well, maybe so, we brushed over them.
I don't remember. So this is a rehash. Like Michael said, the perfect episode to do again is doppelgangers.
Yeah.
What do you got to mention real quick?
Well, we do live streams just for any of our new listeners out there or our old listeners that didn't even know. We do live streams every Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock promptly called Cryptids and Coffee. We do that on Facebook and on our YouTube channel. Stay tuned to our YouTube channel. Hopefully, there'll be a lot of new changes coming up soon. We got the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree coming up soon. So
I think there's 30 tickets left for the VIP.
So yes, there's some tickets remaining. Some are around there. So VIP tickets, which includes access to all of our speakers, which we got 4 amazing speakers this year. We've got episodes on it. Check our Jamboree review episodes in the past. And I'm sure there'll be more coming up in the near future. Then that gets you, the tickets just get you access to the speakers and to our Friday night dinner that we'll put on and host. And we'll give a nice fun game presentation.
I do have an announcement.
Okay, so we'll announce it right after this then. Okay. So check out our website, cryptidsofthecorn.com, to get tickets for that. You can meet us, meet all our speakers, and spend quality time with us. Ask us any of the questions that have been just burning in your heart that you need to ask us in person. That's the best place to do it. So that'll be coming up October 4th. October 4th, so clear your calendars, everyone, October 4th. That'll be here before you know it. Next time you blink, it'll be here. And then on top of that, get you some Flavors of the Forest. Bigfoot Breath Garlic Seasoning. Sponsor of the show. Bigfoot Breath. You can get at flavorsforest.com/corn. It's the #1 garlic seasoning on the planet, in my opinion. And it's Bigfoot themed. Flavors of the Forest does an amazing lineup of all their garlics. It's my favorite food product to season all of my food with. So flavorsforce.com/corn.
So the season finale is supposed to be like next week.
Yeah, it's coming up, guys.
That's not happening.
We're bumping it back a little bit.
I'm adding at least 10 more episodes to this season.
Unless you guys have a quick suggestion of what you'd like to see.
It just fell in a very, very bad time.
Right, yeah.
Between festivals and if fair. Anybody know Fair, I help run the Hardin County Poultry Department. So Fair, I'm there for a solid
week.
9 days.
Okay, week plus.
Because I start the weekend before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and then you have to stay over.
Yeah, and I got
to
stay over. So, yes, we're adding at least a couple more normal episodes. Mm. So the season finale is coming. Everybody, if you're new to this show, we do season finales that are stupid long, and this will be the longest one ever.
I still think we should change what we do it on, but we'll see.
Oh, what do you want?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Somebody better suggest something quick, because otherwise it's the 24-hour podcast where we're going to be smelling salts every hour.
So someone please suggest something different, please. I don't want to be subjected to that kind of abuse.
Now there are people are going to be really excited.
Oh, and then last...
That should probably be when we do it for a video. So maybe it'll be next season.
Oh, actually, you're probably right. Not that I don't want to do it, or I'm kicking the can down the road, but...
You're definitely kicking the can down the road.
I do think that one would be better on video. So yeah, we're floating around that idea. The 24-hour episode. We're doing a 24-hour episode coming soon.
I wanted to do 40 or 56 hours.
Yeah, let's just
take the world record.
We're just going to stick to... A full day's worth of podcast.
Maybe when we do a fundraiser for the thing you're working on,
yeah,
if they hit certain milestones, it'll be longer and longer.
Oh my gosh.
So they add they add 4 hours to every milestone.
Oh my gosh, yeah. No, I don't know.
Well, they pay for...
We'll figure it out. And last but not least, if you'd like to support us, you can, support us on any of our platforms, or you can join our Patreon. You can join our Patreon, and we have different tiers and stuff, and... The next game night we end up having, there's going to be a special prize.
Oh, yeah.
So for everyone, there's been art made.
I think everybody's seen the picture.
Well, at least on Patreon they may have, but...
No, you posted it, Gary posted it on Facebook.
He did?
Yeah.
This picture? Oh, kind of, yes. Yes, you can find the picture on the poster on our Facebook page. It's
The Great and Powerful Mystery as a Horse Girl.
As a running horse girl, and it's amazing. It's okay. But that's deep lore. That's deep cut lore. Join our Patreon to find more information about that.
All right.
So,
ready?
Yeah,
doppelgangers.
Let's get to the real deal.
So what do you remember about doppelgangers?
Well, I know I have plenty out there. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean kind of. Everybody has.
Well,
we'll talk about that.
Aside from clone lore, I remember one time flipping through, I think we were in junior high, flipping through our history books in Mr. Steyer's class, and I remember I was just flipping through the chapters, just bored. I had CADD in school, I don't know. But I remember flipping over this one page, and there was a kid in there. It was like a factory worker, and they were basically showing how kids during like the Depression era were working full-time jobs. Which, I mean, just horrible, but sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess. But in this particular case, I flipped open the page and it was me. I was the kid in the factory. It was me. And it wasn't even like, oh, that kind of looks like me. No, it looked like someone stripped me from my childhood photos, copied and pasted it into this kid, into the factory. So it was odd.
So would you be the doppelganger then?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we'd both be each other's doppelgangers at that point, right? What is a doppelganger then? What is a doppelganger? I'm asking you.
I'm going to tell you, but...
I know.
In the next 4 hours.
Well, this is... I'm serving you up.
So what is a doppelganger?
Right, exactly.
No, a doppelganger is... generally, it's a person that looks just like you or has your voice. Mm-hmm. Or somebody you know. Like a mimic.
Okay.
So I got a bunch of stories. A lot of them are from Reddit. We haven't done a Reddit one in a while, and I enjoy the Reddit ones. So,
what do you mean though by somebody you know? Like, what do you mean?
Like it's your mom, but it's not your mom.
Oh. So someone pretending to be somebody you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Pretending to be. Okay.
It could be someone.
I guess so. Like, never mind. That's not a good example. Let's just skip on to the next.
Gosh. So. I have a bunch of Reddit ones, so we're just going to talk about that. So this one's called Seeing Herself Out of the Corner of Her Eye. This is from Reddit user Quiet Voice. Late at night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times, But for the past 4 days, every time I go to leave, I can see myself still standing in the mirror from the corner of my eye.
Oh, that's creepy.
It's like the other me is watching me leave to go to the bathroom. It terrifies me to the point where I almost run out without looking directly at the mirror. I never told my husband because I didn't want to acknowledge it out loud. Earlier today, I took a nap in our bed, and when he sat up in the chair next to me, or next to it watching TV, when I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up and crawl backwards to the edge of the bed, stand up in front of our bathroom door in the corner of his eye. So through the her husband was sitting there watching TV.
Yes.
And through the mirror,
he's seen her do that.
He's seen her stand up, walk backwards to the corner of their bed, get up and go to the bathroom, just stand there.
Like a crab walk kind of thing?
That's kind of what I picture.
Yeah.
But he knows that she's still there.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Fun.
He thought it was weird that I got up like that because the last month of my pregnancy, and I can't really move without hurting.
I'm just imagining a very pregnant person walking like that. Well, I just mean, that could be frightening.
Yeah. Pregnant ladies have a lot of hormones.
Well, yeah.
And I've seen them do incredibly crazy things.
I just mean, already someone walking at you.
Like a crab, and now she's very pregnant.
It's even more scary. Yeah, because I don't know. You can't tell heads or tails of a thing.
Like, ah! Yeah. So he tried talking to me, but when I didn't answer, he looked at the door to find me not there and still sleeping in bed.
Mm.
That's when the great and powerful mystery had burned the house down.
Yeah. Or how about just move that mirror? Let's just get rid of that mirror.
It's a bigger problem than the mirror.
Yeah. It started with the mirror, you know? You got to start with the source.
Mm-hmm. I got really creeped out. And I finally told him that I've been seeing this thing every time I go to the bathroom. He thought it was very creepy as well. We didn't really want to talk about it anymore because he thinks it will give whatever it is power or energy. I have no idea what it wants or what it is or why we both have seen it.
Okay.
So is it worse that, like, would you be more freaked out if your significant other seen it also or never seen it?
What would I be more freaked out?
Yeah. Gosh. What's worse?
Probably the fact that he's seen it.
Yeah, because like if he doesn't seen it, or maybe you're a significant other, you're like,
maybe it's just me.
I'm imagining it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I freak out all the time because of my hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if I shared this. If you guys never seen a picture of the Great and Powerful Mystery, I have a lot of large curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the corners of my eyes, sometimes I'll see like a lock of my hair as a person.
Yeah.
Like person shape, and I'll turn really quick.
Right, yeah.
Emily makes fun of me because it's like I constantly do it.
Yeah.
It's because I grew up in a house with shadow demons. And so it kind of looks like a shadow demon.
You're on edge.
But that freaks me out a lot. But then nobody else will see it. So I calm down. I'm like, it has to be one of my, like a hairs. Chunk of my hair.
Yeah.
Right now I could see my whole frame is hair.
Oh, gotcha. Like, on the outside, yeah. Your peripherals.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that at work where I used to work at Plastics Factory. Walking around the warehouse, every now and then, out of the corner of my eye, like on the other side, I think I'd see someone just scoot by really fast, but there was nobody there.
So I've heard with that, and that's kind of, this is a build up on that because they physically are seeing the person.
Yeah, yeah.
That looks just like her.
Mm-hmm.
But the more of like the dark shape shooting in the corners.
Yeah.
That may be like either extra dimensional or different light spectrum entities. And that we're barely being able to perceive them.
Right, yeah.
Or we're not able to perceive them, but it's your brain doing, like we talk about shadow people, throwing an image up there.
It knows something's there.
It knows something's there.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it can't rationalize it. So here's a black blob that shot.
Right. That makes sense.
Deal with it. You know, there's maybe a predator. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is called A Fake Mom Beckoning Her Daughter Away. And this is from Redditor user G4YF13R1.
Oh, one of my favorite Reddit mm-hmm. users.
So when I was 9, I stayed home sick from school. Do you remember that? Do you remember staying home sick from school?
Yeah.
I wish I could do it now.
Me too.
I distinctly remember that I wasn't actually sick, just simply playing hooky to avoid a bully, which was a very cruel kid at school, as I did that a lot around that age. I awoke from my nap, turned on the TV in our living room, scrolled through some of the channels when my mother suddenly leaned over the bar and stared at me without saying a word.
Mm.
Wouldn't that just be creepy?
A little bit. Just a bit.
I had been awake for a few minutes at this point. I had moved. So I can't rightly blame sleep paralysis for any of this. Now, whatever this thing was either entirely identical to my actual mother. It sounded weird to describe, but its if only difference was how this thing was pretending to be my mom and never felt a single emotion in its life. Hmm. It was very unsettling.
Hmm.
So it's wearing a perfect mask, but you get either the energy or the feel like this thing has never had an emotion. It started beckoning me, and I attempted to talk to her as I would my mother. She just kept beckoning to me, refusing to answer. And that's when I sensed something was horribly wrong. Naturally, I started screaming at this thing to answer me. It just kept beckoning me over.
Mm.
I bolted, running out of the room, into my yard, yelling for help. My mother, the real one, had been working in the yard and came rushing over. I told her what I had seen, and she'd soothed me with an easy explanation that it must have just been a fever dream. But thankfully, she stayed by my side for the rest of the afternoon. I was a nervous wreck.
Mm. Interesting. Now, was it something physically there? Or that, to me, it sounds almost like a gray alien kind of experience.
Explain.
Where it's putting an image in your head, basically getting into your brain and putting an image out that you're comfortable with seeing, or that's fresh in your mind, or something mm-hmm. that you want to see, I guess, or something that they know is familiar to you. And then using that as like a, not that they're physically there or that they're physically taking the form of that person, but they put that image in your mind. So that's what you're seeing when you're looking at them. That's
yeah. So like a screen image.
Yeah. That's kind of what it seems like to me.
So you got like abduction vibes, like the start of an abduction.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Like that guy we met.
Oh gosh. At the Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was either an abductee
or an abductor
I don't know which one, but he's definitely one of them.
A little bit of both.
Maybe. Learn from the best. Aliens.
No, so, yeah, you get very weird vibes. Like, I get a lot of black-eyed kids and men in black vibes from these stories, where it's human enough to, if you just look at it real quick and don't pay attention, you know, it's my mom. And then, she was talking about, the more she looked at it, the more she could feel that is not my mother.
Right, yeah.
That is something pretending to be my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so weird because this is an innate human trait
mm-hmm.
where we have, it's the Uncanny Valley thing we've talked about before. And that may be the episode where we talked about some of this stuff, where it's so close to right and then just something's off a little bit.
To put off your red flags.
Something inside of you screaming
mm-hmm.
that this is not your mother. This is, you know, don't get close to it. Run away. Run away now.
See, I feel those feelings when, like, well, a different show, but, you know, when the government's telling you to do something, it's like, whoa, red flag, run! Run!
Yeah. So, the next one is called A Second Dad Standing in the Doorway.
Ooh.
I remember one Sunday morning, my brother and I were watching a show called Card Captor Sakura on TV. It sounds like an anime.
Sakura.
Yeah.
Sakura. I don't know. I think I've seen that somewhere.
And someone knocked on the door. We lived in an apartment that was empty. The owner hadn't rented the second floor out at all. It was a two-bedroom apartment with a kitchen and a bathroom and by the door. A small apartment with a big window and the fence or it faces out the door. So when I heard someone knocking, I checked the window and I saw my father, so I thought. So I was going to open the door. When I was going to unlock the door, my mother pulls me away and screams at me not to open the door because I didn't know who it was. I told her I saw my dad. She freaked out, going to the window and checking the people. She started to get terrified. She said to go to the furthest room in the apartment and not to come out. She went and woke up my real dad.
Mm.
And my dad got up angry and confused. We told him that what we'd saw, and the man was still knocking at the door. My dad screamed, "Who is it?" No answer. He said he was calling the cops with no response. While my dad was busy screaming at him, we saw him just standing there still in front of the door. So my mom took us to the furthest room from the door while my dad got ready to open the door with a metal baseball bat. Once he did, the man was gone, as if he'd never been there. My dad goes out to look everywhere around the apartment real fast. The apartment door was a heavy metal door, We always heard when somebody comes in and out, but we heard nothing that morning and nothing when my dad opened the door. We heard no footsteps either by my brother or my mother. I saw the man that it looked exactly like my father.
Hmm. This reminds you of anything? A similar situation, kind of?
Mm-mm.
So this reminded me of when we interviewed Mike Quast.
Oh.
So he was talking about his Bigfoot. If you guys haven't listened to that episode.
Mike will be at the Jamboree.
Mike will be at, yeah, he'll be at the Jamboree October 4th in Ada. He talked about having that experience on Randy's property. Randy will also be speaking at the Jamboree. About being in the tent and having his Bigfoot encounter where it walked right up to the tent. And it's basically right on the other side. He could see the impression of its face and hands. But when he grabbed the zipper on the flap and he pulled the flap open and he looked outside, there was nothing there. Nobody. And then when he closed the tent back up and zipped it back up, the face reappeared. So, I mean, say what you will. Is it physical completely or is it supernatural completely? I don't know. But this sounds very, very similar. Something's there physically. You can hear it knocking. And you so see
this,
him.
This ties me personally, and I get what I agree with you, but this ties me back more to the Men in Black and then the Black Eyed Kids phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
That's wanting to be let in or leading you away.
Mm, yeah.
And that even goes into stuff like the modern day rake, which we've talked about. The rake isn't a real word for the modern day, like pale crawlers thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The creature has been seen in Appalachia forever, though.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the word you want to use for it.
The modern nomenclature is the rake.
So, like, the rake is a creepypasta name.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Slenderman. Like
Slenderman.
Oh, you did it. Now that's, everyone listening. Oh,
that's Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay. Oh, Beetlejuice.
I'll mute you right now.
Oh, I liked Beetlejuice, though. I thought he'd be fun to be around. You gotta keep up with him. That's the problem.
Yeah. Gosh. No, so it's weird the dad was sleeping. So why do you think it chose the dad? Because it's such a familiar face to the kids to get the... Was it trying to get the kids outside or trying to get in the house?
Hmm. Well, I guess it could be... I would say it's probably trying to get in. Most of these things are trying to let... Or want in. They need permission to be in your home. Mm. So I imagine it just...
They need permission to be in your home.
Most things, I guess. Some things are just there.
So, where does that come in folklore?
Maybe they were granted permission before.
I mean, why? Where does that come in folklore?
What, that they need permission?
Yeah.
Well, demons.
No.
Okay.
Close.
Go on.
Vampires.
Oh, vampires, okay.
Humans, apex predators.
Well, that's one theory, yes, absolutely.
But yeah, vampires need... That was a part
they need
of,
permission to be let in?
That's a big part of vampire lore.
Okay. Well, and like you say with Black Eyed Kids and...
they need to be invited in.
And demons let themselves.
Let us in.
Into your body. Like,
yeah,
no, to take domain over your soul, you have to allow them to or open that door.
Right, because you have dominion over those entities. Mm-hmm. The only power they have is the power you give them.
Right. So the mind truly does... control the world and manifests everything we see amongst us. But I don't know. I do think it is imitating that kind of behavior. I think I agree with you. It's wanting in. I think it wants in.
Yeah.
And I think they got to let it in. And maybe choosing the dad is just something where you don't, like the kid was just getting ready to open the door before the mom freaked out. If the mom wasn't there, he would have just opened the door out of dad's knocking on the door. Let him in. Or you're going to get grounded. Or you get the belt. I don't know. Dad never gave me the belt, but that was mom's job. We got the board.
Gosh.
We got the board, not the belt.
We got hit with everything. Well, I did.
Hey, well, you know what? It's good for us. We needed it. Actually, well, we did. Me and my brothers did. We needed it.
You were a bad kid, I heard.
No, we weren't bad. We were just fought a lot. We didn't cause too much destruction. It was mostly when we were fighting amongst ourselves.
Yeah, my mom used to let us duke it out, but my brother was on steroids for medical reasons, so he could pick me up. He was my younger brother. And he could pick me up and throw me. I do remember him picking me up. You know which one you are if you're listening to this, which you don't listen to this, but he could literally pick me up and throw me. And I would just remember mom would just be like, just fight it out. And we just sit there and punch each other.
We did to it until my mom like got freaked out. That, like,
then when my mom had her youngest set of kids, I was like, no, we don't spank kids.
Funny how things like flip.
My mom was like, we never spanked you.
Yeah,
like, never. What are you talking about?
Exactly, yep.
Made me eat soap the one time.
Oh, I remember the soap. Okay, enough of this. Enough of this. Back to the
maybe
main.
Maybe that was a doppelganger.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why my mom doesn't remember.
Ah, she was a doppelganger.
That's
the whole
why
time.
She was like, I never spanked you. Because it wasn't her. It was her. A doppelganger.
The whole time. Man. Well, maybe that was
Dad. My dad does listen to this, so you could don't tell mom about this part.
All right, yeah, so moving on.
Gosh. No, I do think that it's the wanting to let in something.
But yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like we talk about with Black Eyed Kids, a phenomenon where you don't get to hear a lot of the stories of when they let the kids in. There's only a handful. We've covered them. We've done a couple episodes in Black Eyed Kids.
Yeah.
And we've covered a couple of them where it was like it's just weird when you let them in. But we talked about the one where they wanted to use the phone. Like Black Eyed Kids are often asking for something.
Yep.
And these aren't asking for anything.
They didn't even speak. This one did. It's just knocking.
None of them have they?
Uh-uh.
No, because the mom wouldn't talk, and then the dad didn't talk.
Right.
From the previous story. And the other one was a mirror. All right, you ready for this next one?
Yeah.
A younger mother bringing in the groceries. When I was about 16, I was really heavy into doing the Ouija board.
Oh, no.
Other stuff happened, but the doppelgangers were definitely the worst.
I was hoping you were going to say the twist or something, but... Ugh.
Do the twist. The first one, so the doppelgangers were definitely the worst. The first one was my mother. I heard her come in. My best friend was with me. My friend and I walked down to greet her. She looked like a much younger version of my mom, and she was carrying in groceries. So I tried calling out to her, but she didn't respond, and she walked into my brother's room. This is when I got an instant sick feeling.
Hmm.
I called out to her, but she still didn't respond. So I followed her up. She was not there when we got in. When I walked back down, my real mom was coming in and didn't know what was going on. She was wearing a completely different outfit. The next one was my brother. My mom was talking to him on the phone, and he said that he was on his way home. As soon as he hung up, my brother walked in the door. He talked to us a little bit. My mom wanted him to take out the garbage or something, and he walked to the bathroom. He had been in there, the bathroom, for like 15 minutes. That's when I started to get the real sick feeling again. I asked him if he'd fallen in or something. Then my real brother came walking in and freaked us out. My mom checked on him to make sure he was okay. Both times they had very dark eyes, and it almost felt like some sort of dream, but I was definitely awake, and other people had witnessed it both times.
Hmm. So the one that walked in was the real brother?
No, the second time he walked in.
Was the real one?
Yeah. Because he was on the phone with his mom.
Yeah.
And like instantly when they hung up, he came walking in the door.
Mm.
And he said he was almost home.
Yeah. But they saw him go into the bathroom.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, take out the trash. And then he kind of said something and then walked right into the bathroom.
Gosh. Okay. Huh. Yeah. These are like, I mean, mimics. It's just the only thing I can think of.
That's what a doppelganger is.
It's just a mimic?
I mean, yeah, basically. It looks just like you or a person.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all these, though, so far, I can tell you picked just like supernatural doppelgangers, I guess, or whatever this phenomenon. There are,
I do have a whole section of natural doppelgangers, like we talked off air about.
Yeah.
Towards the end of this episode.
Okay. Oh, this one or part two?
This one.
Oh, all right. Exciting. Okay.
Just because there are natural doppelgangers. I mean, you've joked around. There's been a couple Amish dudes that look kind of like me. But I've seen,
I've seen
a picture of a person in modern day that looked just like me.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts when you see it.
Mm-hmm. It's creepy. Well, it's that uncanny valley.
I get people that will send me pictures, too, of like just random people that resemble me.
You were talking about Joe Van Gogh.
Yeah.
And we found that guy that has nothing to do with Joe, that looks 100% just like him.
I thought it was Joe.
Where they thought it was, we made an AI picture of Joe.
Yeah.
Like, no, it was just a guy.
It's just a guy posing, and it looks like you. Joe Van Gogh, check him out, YouTube.
Great guy. Jay's going to pay him very soon.
Soon.
For work. A terrifying mother who locked herself away is the next story. This is a short one. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
I remember one time when I was talking to my dad in the hallway of our house. I don't really remember what it was about. We were just talking. We both saw my mother clearly walk past us and go into her room, shutting the door behind her. I walked back into the living room. My mom was still sitting on the couch asleep. I looked back at my dad, and he looked at me. We were both instantly terrified. We both crept over to the bedroom, and we both crept over to the bedroom and looked at the closed door. Neither of us wanted to go inside. We were both very freaked out. I'm pretty sure my dad slept on the floor in the living room that night.
Oh, well.
You imagine that? You're just standing there talking to your dad. Your mom walks past, goes to the bedroom, like, ah, nothing weird. Then you go to the living room, and she's just there sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. Might be a little freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she walked back through, and they didn't see her.
There you go. Very, very fast.
Like that kid, that was, like the last story, he just went into the bathroom and hopped out the window and circled around the house, came right back in the front door. He locked himself in by accident.
I could see a kid doing that more
than
a mother.
Well, you know.
At least maybe my mom is loud like me.
Well, when you're in a sleepwalking fugue state.
You're in a fugue state.
You might be like
40 gallons of
potable water. You might walk like a ninja, like you got pads on the bottom of your feet like an elephant.
Tiger.
Both of them.
I know, but just like...
Elephant's funnier.
Elephant is funnier. I don't know, just another weird one, where it's another one that didn't talk. Very, very few of these stories of the actual, like, scary paranormal doppelgangers ever talk. And if they do, it's normally horrible.
What, it sounds like tongues?
Like, speaking in tongues?
Yeah.
I hope not.
That would be scary.
If anybody doesn't know what he's talking about, I grew up in a Brethren church where we spoke in tongues. I heard my grandma do it. I've heard a lot of people that I 100% believe do it. If you're not familiar with the concept, it is terrifying.
Yeah.
So to me, it was never weird because I grew up in a church where that happened.
Yeah, it's just normal.
And yeah, I mean.
And then to me, I grew up in a Baptist church, and if someone was speaking in tongues, they'd drag you out back and burn you.
Yeah, was that true?
No, I don't know, but...
Then nobody spoke in tongues?
Nobody ever spoke in tongues at our church, no. That was not a thing. We just...
You guys weren't snake shakers, were you?
No, we sang the psalms, boys. We sang the psalms and then did, like, the sermons, so, you know, we'd read the story of the day, sing another song, all shake our neighbor's hands, you know, like, welcome your neighbor there, and then that's... Then you sing and you pray at the end, and you're done. That was pretty much church in a nutshell for us.
Yeah. I mean, we had the same thing.
Yeah, except you'd sing a song.
We laid hands to pray.
Okay.
For healing and anything like that.
Yeah.
We had the ram's horns to blow into.
Yeah, we didn't do nothing like that.
We had flag worship. You ever seen that? Now, this is a whole different story for real life demons. So, you ever seen that prayer flags?
I'm not sure.
So, this is one of the things I grew up with that I don't think is weird, but now that I'm thinking about it, is probably
may have been a little
very
weird.
Strange for people to watch.
Yeah.
So, during prayer flags, like when you're swinging them around, you're praying, you're supposed to be representing physically assaulting a demon or casting something out.
Okay.
I watched one crack as if it hit somebody right over the head.
A flag?
Yeah.
Like a pole or what?
A wooden pole on the flag.
Wow.
And they were talking about hitting a demon, and I watched one crack when I was probably 12.
Dang.
Like it hit somebody right over the head.
Or they just had like really strong wrists and snapped it like a baseball bat.
I don't think this elderly lady did that.
Maybe she was a softball player in her back day and she was just reliving the moment.
It was very interesting. It was very interesting.
No, that is. I've never heard of that though.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take an ad break and then we'll come back with more stories. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Well, things are looking good for the Jamboree this year so far.
True. But I wonder if there's anything else that can make this event even more awesomer.
Well, there's really only one person that could be the judge of that.
Hey, that's a great idea. Let's give him a call.
Two Whoops and Tree Knocks, Sasquatch is there.
Hey guys, what's up?
Well, we're going over the schedule for the Jamboree, but we wanted to see what you think.
All right, well, let me take a look here real fast. Okay, so the VIP tickets are $50 a piece, and that gets you into the Friday night dinner and meet and greet with the speakers and special guests. Monster costume contest? Well, that looks good. A free family room with activities for the kids? Well, that's outstanding. A Bigfoot calling contest? Of course, it looks like you're going to have a lot of food. Oh, good, and you'll have the craft vendors back. Last year, I actually found a Squatchtopus. Well, let's see who the speakers are this year. Oh, you have Connor and Alexis Fiden, and Randy Bauer, Ron Murphy, outstanding. Oh good, you guys will be speaking. Which J-Clone is going to be there? That's my question. And Tony Merkel as well. Oh good, you're going to have Jake Dressel back. He was excellent last year. And Brian Wolf. Why does that name sound familiar? Well, I have to tell you, gentlemen, having gone to a number of these events, this looks like it's going to be one of the best ones of the year. Say, will Tiny Toes be there?
Tiny Toes?
Yeah, the little guy that was there last year.
Oh, you mean Paul.
Yep. Tiny Toes will be there as well.
Tiny Toes.
Cool. Well, this all sounds fantastic, guys. and I look forward to seeing you there. Until then, Squatch Dust!
Bye!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Some Squatch Dust in my throat. Oh.
Remember, take a kid fishing. If you're in Ohio, where would be the best place to take a kid fishing?
Oh, Indian Lake would be the best number one place to go.
With?
Future Anglers of Indian Lake, Ohio.
Check them out.
Yes, future Anglers of Indian Lake. They provide a bunch of equipment and materials for kids to go fishing, for kids to get outdoors. They even do classes and safety classes for, let's say, for example, ice fishing. It's just a great organization doing great
ice
things.
Ice fishing sounds like the dumbest thing ever.
But it's fun.
Is it?
It is fun. Yes, a great group. We're proud to be support them and advertise for them. They're doing great things, great for the community. So it's something we love pushing forward. Take your kids fishing. Get them outside. Get them involved in nature. That's what this is all about.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
A doppelganger refuses to speak. Both times my family had experienced doppelgangers. The doppelgangers have refused to speak or respond to anything when they're spoken to. The first was when my sister's doppelganger, who my brother told to go downstairs for lunch. She did not answer. When my brother walked downstairs, he instantly saw my actual sister wearing a different shirt already downstairs. She couldn't have passed my brother so quickly because there was only one staircase that led directly to the dining area.
Mm.
So he's talking to her upstairs. He's like, come on, time to go. And she's just blank staring at him, not talking. He walks downstairs and she's already down there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that just freaked me out.
I would burn a house down. I would.
How'd you do that? And then once I'd click, oh, you can't. All right, yep, gone.
It's time to kill everything.
Gosh.
I don't know if you can die, but I'm going to find out.
No, I mean, that freaked me out.
The second was my own doppelganger, who stood at my door at midnight, mute and staring at my sister, who was using the computer. I wasn't actually home until 4 p.m., later the same day after school. I'm sorry, noon, not midnight. Noon, not midnight. Until 4 p.m. the day after school. My sister didn't know that until she asked me why I was just staring at her without emotion around noon.
Hmm. Okay.
I just being a weirdo.
Yeah.
He's at school.
Yeah. Hmm.
Mm.
Those good old days, staying home from school, man.
So why don't you think they talk?
Well, because they probably can't.
They can't? Or do you think, like, you remember some of the Black Eyed Kids stories when they open their mouth and you look in? Remember their teeth?
Oh, yeah. It was like the red...
They're like piranha teeth.
Oh, okay. Those ones. Oh, like the teeth on that smallmouth bass on that painting on the side of that building. And
yes, it was a largemouth bass, wasn't it?
Largemouth bass, yeah, down in MacArthur, Ohio.
There's a bass with human teeth.
Yes.
Yeah, so not a human teeth, a human set of teeth.
That's like vampire teeth.
Yeah,
that's fun. Good lore, Hocking Hills Bigfoot Festival. Got to go there next year if you haven't been.
No, so it was just... I wonder if it's something like that, or they can't fully mimic, like, the jig is up if they have to speak.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe they can only do one thing at a time.
Like,
putting all their energy into making themselves appear as that figure, they probably can't do a voice on top of it, too.
I think
one sense at a time.
A Doctor Who episode called The Doppelganger that has them with, I think it's Matt Smith's first episode as the Doctor.
Okay.
And he has, the Doppelganger is a creature that mimics... And it hates talking because it can never do the right voice.
Ah, okay.
So, and then it has like really sharp teeth.
Hmm. I think, wasn't there a...
So why, like, why they can't cover up the teeth? And I wonder if this is kind of factual for what we're talking about. So why they can't cover up the sharp teeth, right? The predatory aspects?
Yeah.
Is because the brain will override the screen image for survival instincts.
Ah, okay.
So sharp teeth are predatory traits.
Gotcha.
So that's why they can't, like, cover up the teeth.
Okay, it makes sense because it sends off the trigger in your brain that's like, you can't mask.
They said the same thing with mirrors, why vampires say they're not supposed to show up in mirrors. Like, they were talking about that, is that it's a, like a basically a cloaking device, a screen device.
Okay.
To make him look like people.
Yeah.
But the brain doesn't know what to do in a reflection. So it just gives you nothing.
Okay.
And that's why the teeth thing.
Sets it off.
Mm-hmm.
Funny you say that because you triggered a memory with the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to look it up. And his name is Doppelganger. It's from Spider-Man. I remember I had this old Spider-Man game from like, okay. I think my brother had it. We played it on Sega Genesis. So we're going back. But I remember you fought this character. Remember Doppelganger? It was Spider-Man, but he had all like eight, he had six arms, you know, and his two legs. So he had eight, like an actual spider. But he wore the suit, but he had these big, huge, nasty, gnarly teeth. Like, you know, Venom, mm-hmm. when you think of Venom, he had those teeth. But his I don't remember much of the lore, but I remember fighting in the game. But his name was Doppelganger, and he has the teeth. So I don't know.
There
it's
you
just
go.
A little overlap. But yeah, Doppelganger from Spider-Man. Same thing. You want to see a picture of him?
Sure.
This is pretty, this is basically him from the video game.
That's him.
But
that's,
ain't that funny, though?
That's what they were talking about.
It's I don't know. Weird right. overlap.
Next one's from Bob Ross.
Okay.
Not the Bob Ross, just a Bob Ross.
Ah, the Robert.
Mm-hmm. He says, this is titled The Missing Brother. I am so effing weirded out right now. What the actual F? I'm sitting there on my computer when my brother walks in and sits down on his bed. He doesn't say anything. He is a quiet person, so that's normal. I go to the bathroom and walk back in and he's gone. I look outside where his car, I look outside and the car that he had left in with my mom a few hours ago is still gone. I go outside to see if anyone else is home and I could have mistook him for. Nope. I'm still home alone. What has happened to me?
Mm.
So his brother walks in and sits on the bed. His bed is just staring at him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to the bathroom and comes out. He's gone. And he realizes his actual brother's not.
Was
home,
never there.
Was never home. So what do you think this is?
Just these. All of these?
No, I mean, I have more to go through before we get into what they all could be.
Okay. Gosh, I mean, I don't know. I've heard stories too, of listeners of the show, not physically seeing things, but have feeling things like jump up on their bed and sit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like where cats they or always dogs.
Say it's, yeah, it's my. The ghost of my cat.
Yeah. And they said, literally feels you, they feel it jump on, yeah. just normal, walk around, curl around, and sit, just like it's there. So, physically, I mean, that's different than this, because this you're physically seeing it, but it's similar, like, phenomena. So, I don't know. I mean, could be a number of things right now, but I think we're whittling it down to something supernatural, I think.
Are we?
I think so. It's something supernatural. That's
Is it?
Yeah, so I believe so. I
think you're dumb.
Well, and I think you're wrong.
I just imagined us fighting this weekend about the fence.
What?
Just yelling at each other.
Oh, that we could.
No, that's what we did.
Yeah.
We just yelled at each other. So this next one's called The Fast Food Joint Full of Doppelgangers by Shutter Spook.
Ooh.
We had a problem with doppelgangers at a fast food joint I worked at. I had two separate sightings myself. The first, my general manager comes in to tell me in the drive-thru and the register person to go clean the lobby, then goes to the bathroom. So the register person and I come up with a plan and wait for her to come out. When we see her walk out of the restroom, walk by us, and walk into the lobby, we go to catch her, and there was no one there. We turned around, and she was walking out of the bathroom. We tell her what we saw, but she did not believe us.
So they seen her walk out before she walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one, my manager and I are in the prep area when one of the girls who works up front walked back and walked right into the walk-in cooler. After about 5 minutes of waiting, my manager asked to go check on her because she never came out, which we had people get... When I worked at a fast food joint, we had people get stuck in and...
In before, the cooler?
Yeah.
Didn't that happen like last year? A girl died. They found her body in there.
Yeah, you could die in them. Like, I know the meat one, the one place... I won't name the restaurant, but the place I worked at was like negative 10 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not long. Like,
oh, no.
I remember I used to have to rotate like meat and stuff like that. And it would hurt. I mean, it would hurt because anyways, it doesn't matter.
It's like that episode of SpongeBob where he gets locked in the freezer and he wakes
up.
You
just die.
No, in the year, but.
2000.
Well,
3000.
Yeah. Everything's chrome.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, after about 5 minutes, my manager, you know, told me to go check on her. I opened the walk-in door. There was no one there. I was trying to explain to my manager, the girl in question walked into the prep area in front of us. Needless to say, the manager believed me, finally believed what had happened the first sighting as well.
Mm-hmm. So she's believing in the phenomena.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Is that the only two for that restaurant? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's making me think, though, it could be something along the lines of, we talked about like the electronic parrots, what do we call it? Electronic
EMPs.
EMP, mimicking parrots. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though that's kind
electric
of...
electric mimicking parrots.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that. That sounds a little redundant.
Electric manipulating parrots, maybe?
I don't know. Either way. Something on the electromagnetic sphere.
Electromagnetic parrots is what we call them.
There we go. We're idiots. We can't even think of our own terms we're making up. But something along those lines of something living on the electromagnetic biome or whatever, or the electromagnetic sphere, that frequency where we can't physically see it, but life finds a way. So there could be some sort of conscious energy buzzing through the air all around us that... You know, whether that's the ether or it's in something interdimensional, living in another dimension, but the only way it can communicate is through our electromagnetic, spectrum. So to me, it just almost seems like something mimicking the behaviors it's seeing. And it might not be, maybe it does want your attention, but it's the only way it can kind of do it. It just regathers the energy of something that already happened in that moment. Or even to the point where it's, to me, it almost seems, it's like a, kind of like how people explain the Mandela effect when CERN does all their experiments and it shifts the timeline just, you know, ever so slightly. What if they're in a spot where those timeline shifts, I guess, are more noticeable? Maybe you can see that in between for
those
few seconds where you see someone walk by. Because she was supposed to walk by 4 seconds ago, but with the new timeline change, she's still in the bathroom. So they see her walk by, but then they get there and the time line, I guess, collapses on itself. So it's all one again. And now she's still in the bathroom. So I don't know. I don't know. There's many options, obviously.
Could be.
We don't know nothing.
Could be.
We don't know how the world operates. No, I thought you were going to do it again.
I was, but I started laughing. Next one. Two doppelgangers make creepy parents. I woke up one morning to my dad going to the kitchen and stopping by to say, hey, wake up. And then I took my phone in my pocket and started watching YouTube. I was awake for sure. Later, my mom walked by to the kitchen and did the same thing that my dad did. Hey, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get out of bed, and when I see my parents are still in their room, I asked them why they woke me up, or why they were walking to the kitchen, and they said, no, they hadn't. They hadn't been out of bed yet. I don't know what this is. Can somebody explain to me?
I'll help him out. All right. This is what's going on. This is his subconscious screaming at him. Just the world, you're on your phone, you're absorbing all the negative things that...
Old man that yells at clouds.
That the devil just wants you to see, that's all. And your devil box, that's your phone. And he's just piping this stuff to you and manipulating your life. And your subconscious is inside just screaming, hey, wake up! Wake up! See the world for what it is. But, you know... how people sometimes just don't listen to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the hardest advice to take is from yourself. So who do you turn to? Your parents. Sometimes you need your parents to tell you, wake up, like physically shake you, wake you up to the world we're living in today. Stop being so blind and stuck in this paradigm we're stuck in, attached to our phones, attached to this technology and attached to media. We need to wake up. This is a good doppelganger. It's a good one. I think it's just his subconscious screaming at him. It's time to wake up.
It reminds me of You Can't Wake Up Michael, my adopted brother.
Yeah?
I remember his grandpa used to beat him with a cane and he still wouldn't wake up.
Oh my God.
I'm not even joking, hit him.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I hit him with a pot one time and he didn't woke up.
Oh, well, how do you go to sleep? Do you hit him with a pot?
No. No, when he was out, he was famously impossible to wake up. He got hit by a car in his sleep one time.
Did that wake him up?
No.
Oh, geez. It's a heavy sleeper.
I was in the tent when that happened.
When I had my colonoscopy, I was in the recovery room. They knock you out for that.
Yeah.
I didn't wake up. Yeah, I was like asleep.
Problems too.
I was asleep for a long time and more than
They were getting nervous.
I mean, kind of. It was just I was in recovery 3 hours. And, you know, the procedure itself took, you know, 15 minutes or something like that, what I'm told, roughly. But I was asleep forever. And the only thing that waked me up was I heard a voice saying my name, telling me to wake up, just like this, telling me to wake up. And it sounded like, all I remember was like seeing, it was just black, everything was black. Mm-hmm. And I just heard off in the distance, like this faint voice, literally just getting louder and louder and louder, telling me to wake up, to a point where it forced me to open my eyes and it forced me awake. And then I seen him stand there and I was like,
it's probably God.
Well, it was Mac's girlfriend at the time. And I was like, what are you doing here? I have surgery. She's saying it's over. I'm like, no, it's not. They were counting me down to sleep. I was counting backwards. She's like, no, it's over with. Oh, very confused. It's scary. I didn't like that. I don't want to be put to sleep ever again.
No,
after that.
A lot of people die from anesthesia.
Yeah, I think that's probably, it would probably happen to me. The forever sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, no thanks.
All right, let's talk about what these things could be. You ready? What's your thoughts before I read mine? Because you already hit some of them.
Yeah, I think I've shared either just mimics, electronic parrots,
mm-hmm.
Your own subconscious. I think I've hit all my main points.
What's a mimic then? I mean, what is that? When you're saying that, what's that mean?
I guess I don't know. That's a blanket term itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is it something supernatural? Is it a physical being that can imitate very well? Or is it something like technological, like in Total Recall? The good one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, not the new remakes that they just remake garbage. But the original.
There's a new Total Recall?
New is relative. It probably came out in like 2010 or something. Oh, I don't know. Okay.
I've only seen the Arnold one.
Oh, so good. Keep it that way. Me too. Keep it that way. Keep it pure. Where he had the mimicking.
But how do you know if the new one's bad?
Because it is. Because they remade the movie and Arnold's not in it and it has Colin Farrell. Bad. He's not good. It's not good. No one can replace Arnold.
Man, your old man yells at clouds.
Well, only Arnold can make Arnold movies. That's it. Like, no one can But
what's a mimic?
In that movie, he had technology that mimicked him. It was basically like a hologram,
mm-hmm.
and projected himself. So, I mean, and what if something else is projecting himself in the same way? Whether or not, I'm not saying it's physically there, but it could be a physical being, like in a ship floating above I don't know, projecting down an image. To lure you out or to, I don't know.
So you got alien abduction.
Yeah, that could be one.
So that's what you just described.
Yep.
A ship using this lure, whether the thing's real or not, getting you to an area they want you to get to. The alien abduction phenomenon is so weird.
Very.
And
it's a spectrum.
So what if this is, like you just said, the bait that some people don't take?
Could be.
And we just don't hear the stories of the people that take the bait because their minds get wiped or whatever.
They get the, what's that called from Men in Black? Where
Neuralizer.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's called a neuralizer.
Flash the camera in front of your face.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Statue of Liberty is a big neuralizer. Are you dying?
That makes sense. I'm like, I tried to burp twice and it won't come up.
So my first one I have is human predators.
Okay.
The vampire. This thing that's probably ancient. And I've heard, like, I've talked about the Joe Rogan guy a lot, where he talked about this ancient human predator that evolved with us. Where they hibernate for extended periods of time, let the population of humans go back up, eat us. They look close enough to us, but you know they don't look close enough to us where our brain freaks out.
Gosh, the only thing I think of is you ever seen Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure?
No,
you haven't.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you did. Well, there's part with Large Marge. You probably have seen that scene.
You've said Large Marge to me a lot.
She turns and looks at Pee-wee and goes, tell him Large Marge sent you. And then she goes in this crazy this crazy face, like all claymation, looks mm-hmm. nuts. But when I was a kid, that scared the crap out of me. But I imagine she could be something like similar to this, where it's just, it looks like a normal person until they like show their true form, and it's freaky.
That's when I hear a lot, that this is a human predator. So you mentioned it earlier with vampire rules.
Letting them in?
Yeah. So there's a lot of rules that seem to, these doppelgangers seem to follow, that vampire lore seems to follow.
Okay.
Which is odd, isn't it? That why would this modern entity, that on the surface has no relation to vampires, but why are they already in the house? A lot of these stories were already in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But what if they were let in, walked in with you? I don't know. There's just oddness.
Yeah, I mean.
So are they eating people? Are they going to eat people?
So I feel like, the ones that like knock on the door that aren't actually already in are, it's a different phenomenon. It's something different, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the early stage of the same phenomena.
Could be. It could be. I mean, I don't know for sure.
My next one I have for you is they just look like us.
Okay.
Due to the rules of genetics. So this really didn't play. I picked a lot of the paranormal ones. But just seeing a doppelganger on the street, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories you can find anywhere. I seen a guy look just like me walk, and he looked at me all weird and everything. Well, because you look just like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he freaked out too.
You're both having the same phenomena experience.
There was an old podcast I used to listen to that had like a dozen stories like that where like he looked at me and smiled weirdly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're staring at him.
Yeah, he'd seen himself.
So due to the rules of genetics, on average, in the world at any given time, there are 6 to 12 people that look almost 100% identical to you.
That's awesome.
Now, this is any given time on Earth, but this can vary a little bit with race and gender.
Yeah, for sure.
So I seen some, when I was looking up some of the numbers, I think it was Indian people, as in from India,
mm-hmm.
have a higher number of genetic identicals.
Okay.
And there were some tribes from Africa that have the lowest number. And I was looking into it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So like I said, it can vary. There are more women that look like each other than men. And depending on, Irish was the, I think one of the number ones, India and Irish were some of the number ones of lookalikes.
Okay. Had the most common.
Where you had more doppelgangers.
Right.
More
right,
genetic
right.
doppelgangers. And it, like I said, it varies race and gender across the whole board.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the guy I already had written down. He was on a plane trip to Ireland. He found his doppelganger in the airport. He sat next to a doppelganger on the plane, and he found two more people that looked just like him when he got to Ireland.
Yeah. I didn't know the Ireland part, though, yeah. So that makes a little more sense.
The big ginger guy with the big ginger beard.
Yeah.
And he did. He looked, I mean, the one guy at the pub, he looked identical to. Obviously, the rest of them.
The one on the plane.
He looked pretty close to.
Yeah.
And they were sitting next to each other.
Which is nuts. That's fun. That's just fun. That's a fun story in life.
So this is not really for the paranormal one. This is more for the walking down the street and you see somebody.
Okay.
But yeah, so there. Remember, at any given time, on average, there's like 12 people that look just like you.
And if you, there's that page on Facebook, just, it's
find
like
my doppelganger.
Yep. And those are, I don't even think I follow it, but it always pops up on my feed. So
here's one you already got to kind of, you were kind of just explaining it. Timeline crossings.
Ooh,
or okay. Hiccups in time.
Okay.
So this covers where you watch your mom walk into her bedroom and you go back out. She's still sleeping. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's either was going to walk in her bedroom or already had walked in her bedroom. So a lot of these kind of fit this kind of description where they're not talking to you. You're not really there to them. Almost like a residual haunting.
Yeah.
But the person that you're seeing is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it could be the same phenomenon where it's these time skips where either you're seeing something in the past or the present within, let's say, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, most of them are within minutes or seconds of the actual event.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of this where the girl walks past and she goes into the walk-in.
Right.
Or just any of these stories, really, where they're not talking. Like the dad knocking on the door, maybe, you know, locked himself out last week.
Yeah.
And he had to do that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's going to lock himself out in a week. Where as humans, time is very linear, but on the outside of the fish tank, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So what if these are just crossovers or crossbacks where you were talking about yourself, just where you just get a few seconds. You get a few second snapshot of this.
Mm-hmm. You just happen to catch it.
Before it writes itself.
Right, yeah.
Before it corrects the ship or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's these little hiccups. And I think a lot of hauntings can be explained by this, where people have said that what if these are people from the future? The haunting, you know, some of these residual hauntings. Or, you know, where you see a person that's not talking to you and they're just walking through something.
Yeah.
We talked about one of the residual hauntings in England where the guy, it started in like the 1800s, but now he seems like he's in modern dress.
Hmm.
He's a modern like shirt and everything like that. But they said he was dressed really odd back then.
Right, yeah.
So it's because, you know, he's 200 years out of place.
Time's catching up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he, you know, maybe, I don't know. It just.
Maybe that's how all of our trends come about, is they see someone from the future in a ghost form and they're like, wow, that looks cool.
I gotta do that.
Yeah.
So that's what I have. I don't know. What do you think about timeline, like crossing or catching up?
We don't know how this stuff works. We don't know how it works.
I'm a very big believer time is nonlinear.
Yeah.
Where by that I mean time probably moves more like a river, where it folds back on itself and touches occasionally. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's these little hiccups.
And there's little oxbow lakes in time.
Yeah,
you can just
bubbles.
You can fall into.
And you're just gone. That's like the land, that's the land of the lost, literally. That's the land of the lost premise.
It's an oxbow lake.
Where it's outside of time and space.
Yeah. It happens.
Enoch, in the original Land of the Lost, Enoch was the alien made of stars.
Mm.
And he was ripping apart the Land of the Lost because his ship was extremely powerful.
But the harder the land of the lost is more like it's like quicksand. Mm. The harder you pull, the harder it pulls back.
Gotcha.
And it doesn't want to give up anything.
Gotcha. Okay.
So he was going to literally destroy the whole land of the lost and himself trying to get out.
Interesting. Okay. Because
he had the power to do it.
Yeah.
And then he was just a lizard guy in the Will Ferrell one. It was still good, but it was.
They always change things, though, for the worse.
So, yeah, timeline crossing. U.S. government experiments to screw with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we've talked about Stardust Ranch, Skinwalker Ranch, Project Blue Book, where there are chances that the U.S. government is either allowing phenomena to happen and studying the phenomena with modern-day people as test subjects, or they are causing the phenomena to happen and studying the fallout.
Right.
For everybody doesn't know, the U.S. government will test on you. They do not care.
Just Google Tuskegee experiments.
Yeah.
That was just one in the past. There's been a lot more.
I mean, the Tuskegee experiments, didn't they just end in the 90s?
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
And they're continuing to do stuff like that to modern day, to right now.
So what if this is, like you already said, there's a ship outside that's projecting this in here. Or the government is specifically attracting, let's say these are entities. These are predators, you know, interdimensional creatures. Monstrosities.
Yeah.
Where they're attracting them to these areas to just see what happens.
Just to see what they do.
See how they hunt.
Yeah.
See how they, the Project Blue Book docudrama did this with skinwalkers. That they were real and the government basically built labs and sacrificial houses to study how they hunt and get the rituals down.
Yeah, it happened on Stranger Things. They did that.
Yeah. So, what do you think of this? The U.S. government screwing with us?
Oh, yes. 100%. 100% possibility. Not saying that it is this, but I would never, ever, ever rule that out because that's what the government does and they have the technology to do it. So, yes.
Demons, my next one.
Okay.
These are just demons.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to always fall into that trap of everything's demons.
We don't very often.
But.
Scary things.
Scary things. I will never rule them out as a possibility. All right.
I don't think these are demons, but
yeah,
I've seen plenty of people throw that up there that these are demons.
I mean, it could be, and we don't even know demons is a pretty blanket term. There could be levels of demons and levels of different like intelligence and motive between demons. So, I mean, it could be some form of like demon that's just mimicking or imitating for whatever nefarious purpose. We don't know.
Undiagnosed medical conditions.
So, mind demons.
Well, this doesn't really work. Well, yeah. This doesn't really work for some of the ones seen in groups and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
But there can be, you can have hallucinations from stress-inducedness, from sleep-deprivedness. So some of these where you just see your mom walk by, what if you're just so tired? I've been on that verge where I started seeing stuff from being too tired.
Oh, me too.
I mean, you guys ran over a guy.
Yeah, I ran over a guy on a bicycle. A shadow person on a bicycle.
He wasn't there. Your dad hit a bear.
He had a bear too on the same trip. He turned 2D and flattened across the road right before we hit him. It was wild. It was so weird.
Covering up a murder.
Yeah. If you find a shadow person splattered on the highway. No, there was no thud or anything. He went flat and he went under the car. We ran over him. We didn't run him over. If that makes sense.
Sure. But no, so undiagnosed medical conditions or stuff like exhaustion, that kind of stuff to where... Some of these, and this doesn't really work for the ones that, you know, there's multiple people saying the same entity, but some of these stories, because I read through dozens of them for this, it could be that. It could be that where nothing bad or very strange happened, but like seeing something repeat.
Yeah.
It's just because your brain is in the exhaustion stage and, you know, you're having these, and then undiagnosed medical conditions, there are several diseases that can manifest small hallucinations. That you can go a long time in your life without being diagnosed.
Oh, yeah. Because how are you supposed to know?
Yeah. So I had a buddy that had epileptic seizures. And he had his first one as an adult. And he crashed his car. He was driving.
Oh, geez, that's scary.
He's fine.
Yeah.
And everything. But, like, then he started, like, he's seen stuff and stuff like that. But he had other things that were, other conditions that were underlying that didn't manifest until he was already an adult man.
Man, okay. Yeah, that's frightening.
Yeah. Just driving. He's not allowed to drive. But now he can. He's on medicines now that he's not had an incident in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
It's managed. But when you don't know, when you get behind the wheel.
Can snap at any point.
Yeah. So my last one will lead us into part two of this episode.
Ooh, okay.
The Fae.
Ooh, bum, bum, bum.
Specifically, part two, changelings.
Changelings.
We're finally doing an episode on changelings.
Oh, it's coming. All right, cool.
Excited?
Yeah.
You know what changeling is?
Kind of.
No, you don't.
Well, let's find out.
You don't. All right, guys. So that'll be it for part one of Doppelgangers. Part two will be Doppelgangers, the changeling phenomena.
Ooh.
I have been the great and powerful mystery.
And I've been JClone68.
We'll catch you next week, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn Podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the J clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye!
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,